A lot of the money that will be used to bail out Greece and other struggling countries will have to come from Germany. Germans aren't happy about it. In return for help, Chancellor Angela Merkel and her government have forced round after round of severe spending cuts. As NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports, Germany's intransigence is rooted in its own economic rescue, one that's gone on for more than two decades. She recently traveled to Germany's most indebted city and sent us this story.
There are a few shoppers here in downtown Oberhausen on this recent afternoon. They stroll past discount outlets that replaced more trendy retailers and mom-and-pop stores here. The number of people who live in the city, once known for its mining and steel operations, is dwindling as jobs are scarce. What Oberhausen lacks in employment, it makes up for in debt, the equivalent of $11,000 per capita, which is higher than anywhere else in Germany. Each day, the city borrows the equivalent of $500,000 to stay afloat. Despite its dire straits, Oberhausen must pay a hefty sum annually to revitalize cities in what was once East Germany. So far, the city's tab with interest equals more than $350 million. That has Oberhausen resident Christina Schmidt seeing red.
Irgendwann einmal ist gut, wir haben Oberhausen wieder aufzubauen, die Bürger.
At some point, it's got to be enough, Schmidt says. The 50-year-old healthcare worker asks why Oberhausen should carry the burden for others when it can't take care of itself. Hers is a common sentiment in what was once West Germany. Taxpayers here have paid more than €1 trillion since reunification to beef up Eastern Germany's infrastructure and industry. Billions more euros will flow eastward in the, quote, Solidarity Pact payments through 2019, even though Western cities like Oberhausen badly need help. The city's treasurer is Apostolos Salastras. He is the son of Greek immigrants, an irony often reported by German media, given Germany's role in the planned bailout of Greece.
Wir haben keine 20-prozentigen Lohnkürzungen und keine 25.
But the treasurer says Oberhausen is in much better shape than Greece, where government incomes and pensions have been cut by up to 25%. Hannes Fritsche, an official with Oberhausen's opposition party, also dismisses any parallels.
So, das ist nicht zu vergleichen. Wir haben hier auch noch funktionierende Strukturen.
He says the standard of living here is much higher. Plus, the city has a functioning administration and a sound financial system. Still, he and the treasurer say it will be difficult to get Oberhausen into the black by 2016, as auditors are demanding.
Die wirtschaftliche Situation der gesamten Region ist sehr schwierig, weil
Salastras explains that heavy industry here has been replaced with service sector jobs, providing lower incomes and less tax revenue and a greater demand for welfare services.
Es gibt auch ein Problem, dass wir Mittel für den Solidarpakt
asking us to pay 6.6 million more euros for the Solidarity Pact this year doesn't help. Every euro that I give the East, I have to borrow.
He adds that, ironically, Oberhausen is receiving loan offers from some cities in eastern Germany. The city is instead pursuing its own austerity measures. Officials have closed five of the city's eight swimming pools, shut down its concert hall, and plan to cut 10% of the municipal workforce. 10 of Oberhausen's schools are also on the chopping block, which critics say will increase the number of students per classroom by up to 50%. One school that is closing is Tuckenberg Elementary School, which just celebrated its centennial and will shut down by mid-2015. 18 students are in this fourth grade classroom, where the teacher tells the children to pull out their homework. The small class size is something Principal Brigitta Trechak says her teachers and parents will miss.
Durch die Sparmaßnahmen fallen jetzt ganz, ganz viele Dinge weg. Und
she adds, the city is moving backwards, and that's unfortunate for those of us who live here.
Das ist ein spontanes Lochstopfen vielleicht.
She also objects to the continuing bailouts she and other German taxpayers are paying for. She dismisses them as stopgap measures that don't offer any lasting remedy. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.